welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram. I'm just here.
That is correct. You are here. Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of the podcast. This is podcast number 449. We are excited to be bringing this podcast to you. I've got to jump into this review.
All right.
This is a good review. This is by Madeline Bracken.
Okay.
I think you had a conversation with her, and it says, I've been listening to the best SEO podcast for a while now. My company approached me and asked, hey, we are being killed on Google. Will you do that whole online thing for us?
Awesome.
That's awesome. I have advertising experience, but had no SEO experience. After listening to your podcast and getting together a strategy from your suggestions, we went from never making the first page on Google or Google Maps to always coming in the top three for all of our keywords.
Boom.
Thank you guys. Love your stuff. Madeline, punch in the face to
yeah.
you. We are glad you are getting great results. That is pretty awesome. Really awesome. Please remember, we are broadcasting here live from Houston, Texas. Matt and I, we are your
results rebels.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, howdy and
howdy.
Welcome to the podcast. We are glad you are here. If you have listened to the podcast, you might be interested, I don't know, in some tips and some of the mini resources that we have. And you can find those, I don't know, maybe five mistakes that could tank your business and how to avoid them.
Well, we've been building tools.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you just go to eWebResults.com/resources or click on the navigation tab, we're building all kinds of fun little tools that
right.
you can use for SEO and online marketing.
Right.
So maybe come to our page, check it out.
And one of the things that I want to create, and I thought of this in the car.
We
on
have
the way
apps now too. Did
apps,
you know that,
yeah.
right? We have actually WordPress plugins.
Oh,
in
yes.
the App Store now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to create is, how much is your mediocre marketing costing you?
What is that? That's a blog? All right.
I feel like we're not on the same page.
Is that like it's like a little
literally
tool, like
a calculator? Yeah, a
calculator,
right? So that's saying, because a lot of people are paying for marketing. We were just talking before, somebody was paying, what, $7,000 a month for some extended period of time?
Yeah.
Right? So how much is that mediocre marketing costing you? Or in that case, is, you know,
what's the lost opportunity cost
the
of
lost
position of what that keyword's
yes.
worth? Okay.
It's much bigger than the $7,000 that they were paying for marketing and not getting any results. It was the fact that they weren't getting results, which has a much bigger opportunity cost.
So you want to like kick people when they're down?
Yeah. 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 That's it. When you put it that way, it sounds kind of mean.
Yeah, it sounds kind of mean. It's like,
but I really,
not only did nothing happen and your page is not even getting
all
eggs.
The money you could have earned had you been in
right,
charge
you're gonna
of marketing.
Right, you're
going to
give people anxiety attacks.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got tools that are available there. And you can find some of them at eWebResults.com/tips. We're just going to talk off the cuff today. We're going to talk about the four things a new business owner or maybe new to internet marketing business owner should do.
Sammy, transcribe this, make it to a blog.
And yes. And we're discussing as we were kind of putting together these bullet points, we actually could do a full podcast on each of these four
oh,
things.
Yeah.
So
oh,
we're going to give you really the 50,000 foot view with some really good actionable items that you can take care of.
Cliff notes.
Yes. They're also known as the cliff notes. We run a contest each and every podcast that we do. And that contest says if we get a review and 10 Shikos, by the way, you have the Shiko Us shirt on right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate all you YouTube followers out there who are actually like connected with us. The back says share, like, and follow. That's what a Shiko is. By the way, when you are sharing, liking, and following us, I want you to hear in your head this sound, Shikow, because that's what the sound of Shikoing is really, they should put that on the web. All right, so if we get 10 Shikos and we get a review, I just read the review, then we move the piece to the end. Are we got good sound and everything?
No, I'm just like, someone's trying to get a hold of us and then they're like, I called and you are busy, I give up.
No.
Aaron, answer the phone.
Catherine.
Aaron, answer the phone.
Let's see. If you would like a t-shirt similar to the one that Matt has, Shikow Us, or we've got, you know, may the rank be with you. We've got
a bunch. We're coming out with hats now too and stickers and all kinds of stuff.
So really good. eWebResults.com/swag. And I think we should jump into our content here.
Catherine, right? We'll give you a call on Monday.
Yes.
Sorry.
And she was wanted us to get us involved in a speaking gig. So, yes, we're. I don't know if that's still going on. We're still interested. Yes. So let's
I just did a speaking gig.
You did?
And,
yeah.
You know, it's funny because it was to a WordPress meetup group.
Yep.
And I had, like, this whole thing that I was going to go through on, like, how to build your brand, like, the know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
And it basically, people just started raising their hand and asking me questions.
Yep.
And then after the people started raising their hand, everybody else started raising their hand. And they literally had to cut it off after 2 hours and be like...
2 hours of Q&A.
Yeah, it was just a Q&A session. It was hilarious. But,
yeah. I'm sure a lot of... when you get to the Q&A, that's where a lot of value comes. I mean, I know you had this plan to deliver a lot of value.
Well, no, I had this plan. Yeah. Like, we were talking about, like, when you present, you need a plan. And I had this whole plan and I was, like, ready.
Yep.
And I actually wrote something down of, like, what I was going to say. And then it gets derailed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of value out of it. That's the feedback that I got. All right. So we are going to talk about four things a new company or a new to internet marketing company should do. The first thing, it may not surprise you, is a website.
Really?
You should get a website.
Yeah, I think so. There are businesses out there that actually don't have websites, or they think they have websites and it's basically like a placeholder.
Yeah.
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 Or a landing page.
Yeah. Placeholder or just a landing page. You should get a website. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the details that you should have in a website when we talk about item number four that you need to do. Mm. First off, you got to have a new design. About how often do you think somebody should replace their website?
Question before that. How often do you think someone should replace their mattress?
You should replace your mattress,
ad that is on.
It's 8 years. Okay.
It's 8 years, and it was like no one knew how often
the number.
Yeah. They could have said 4 years. They could have said anything. Yeah. But it was basically, I forget. But it was an ad that was on the radio.
So you're saying the amount of years that after which you need to replace your mattress was made up, and so we're about to tell everyone that they need to have a new website. Every month.
How did you come up with it?
Every single
month. And how did you come up with that data?
we say usually about 4 to 5 years, right? So there's some industries that you can stretch that out and that maybe having the latest and greatest website. Actually, we've seen some cases where it could hurt you, right? Where your price point is the right price point in your target audience. When they see the latest and greatest website, they're like, maybe they're a little too expensive for me.
I mean, I just think technology is moving so quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, really clients that are staying on the kind of cutting edge is around 3 years.
Right.
And then, you know, once you get on beyond 5 years, technology has advanced so far.
Right.
I'm seeing websites that were built 5-6 years ago that they have like plugins
that
are no longer
that
supported.
That no longer work, yeah.
Yeah. So
and that's risky, actually.
Yeah.
You can get hacked if you're clearly talking about a WordPress website. So about every 4 to 5 years, something that you want to make sure that you have on, obviously pictures. And you want to have pictures of people, even if the product you're selling is very engineering or technical or whatever, you want to have pictures of people because let's just say you sell welders. At the end of the day, yes, you sell welders. They're like, they could be kind of boring. But at the end of the day, when you're buying a welder, do you call a welder and talk to the welder or who do you talk to?
I don't buy welding supplies, but I guess you're referring to one of our clients. I mean, what I was going to say is regardless of pictures, don't use stock images if you can help it.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a couple of reasons. One is because Google looks at that content and it's not unique content.
Right.
If you thought about it, right?
Yep.
You need to change that, but really, trust and authenticity is a real factor. And so if you can just go around and snap some pictures of your warehouse or if you're talking about a welder or welding or jobs or something you've done or people on your team provide some kind of permanence.
Yep.
Like that's the biggest thing is I look at a website and a lot of people are so kind of jaded or skeptical and you look at the website and you're like, this could just be any website, generic websites built. It doesn't identify you or do justice to your brand.
Yep.
And so it's easy to use your iPhone or like whatever Samsung or whatever, your Pixel to go around and snap a bunch of pictures and have it
and be good pictures,
have it
actually,
be more real. The data from videos specifically is the videos done with the phone are actually three times.
Trustworthy
than the really nice done ones. So you know, right now I think that there's no barrier to being able to get real pictures up on your website.
Yep. So real pictures, make sure those pictures have people. Because the point is when you're going to buy a welder or whatever it is, you're actually going to talk to people. And so it's that people connection that's going to be a little bit difference between how you purchase a welder from one person or another
person. And like where they're looking or pointing.
Yeah.
You look at where they're looking and pointing. Yeah. Or if they're looking at you.
They're looking and pointing at the CTA that is
that is so smart. There's data to support it.
Yep. Speaking of CTA, you should have a CTA. That's a call to action. What is it that you want them to do? You also want to make sure that their phone is very prominent. That's your phone number, right? So we always say upper right-hand corner. So as you're watching, upper right-hand corner. And it should have a call to action. Not just call us, but call us for a free consultation. Call us to answer any questions. Call us.
Okay. Well, just what I was going to say just before I forget, because I might forget, is essentially really when you're talking about the headers, okay, of the different pages, really you should say what the page is about, right? And then the subheading. But I'm like thinking like about us page, right? And I would like to add this to our page. It's like the top 10 reasons why to pick eWeb Results.
Yeah,
right?
About us.
Like you go to the page and you're looking at the page and you're like, why am I on this page? Well, this page tells you the top 10 reasons why you should pick us for internet marketing.
Yep.
I feel like you need to have intent on every page and you need to kind of guide them where you want them to go and, you know, drive them to the CTA.
Yep.
And that's what happens most of the time. You go to a website, if you put some heat maps on there or you kind of record the little sessions, you'll see that, you know, you have too many options and people get lost or they go to the social media links and it's just so distracting. So you need to really be specific on the CTAs.
So I'm gonna add at this point, and it applies to number four. You want to make sure that you've got a page for each of your products.
I was like, I don't see a number four.
I feel like we should know what we're talking about. All right. So that's website. We covered the kind of some of the details that you want to make sure that are there. Next, what's the second? So now you got your website. What's the next thing you should do? You should take care of your.
We're not done with the website.
We're not. What
on your bullet points? How many? The word count.
Oh,
that, we didn't even talk about that.
Okay, so there is a word count.
People don't know that.
This also applies to number four, and I probably would have brought it up again on number four. He's right. It is here on number one. Your content, you should have 750 of plus words per page for your content.
And that's a minimum target.
Yeah.
500 used to be the past target. Now it is what?
We're good.
Yeah. Keep going. Bloopers. No. So basically, the data that I've read and what I have seen is 2,000 words is the goal for a homepage and a video.
And it depends on how competitive
it is,
right?
It depends on the video. But like if you're talking minimum, like it was 500 words. Now it's the bar's raised 750. Same thing with blogs.
Yeah.
You just need to add 250 words to it for a minimum. But we're here about maximizing your results. So 2,000 words.
And we deal with a lot of competitive industries.
We do.
Right, where 2,000 words is kind of the minimum to play the
game. And if you don't have a competitive industry, it's like layup. Or no, that was like golfing. So I don't know what that motion was. But
usually they don't allow sticks on the basketball court.
Yeah.
All right. Can I get to number two now? Is that okay?
You told me to go with the numbers and then I'm trying to follow the roadmap.
All right.
Yellow Brick Road.
Google My Business is the next thing that you should take care of.
That's
absolutely
true.
And the first thing, you want to make sure that you have your accurate location on your Google My Business. We should say, first thing is you should claim it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't claim it. Yeah,
claim your Google My Business listing. So if you're a brand new business, it may not be out there, so you need to create it. And if you're not that new and it's already created, you need to go out there and claim it. And when you claim it, you need to make sure that your NAP is accurate. Your name, address, and phone number is accurate. Any time that you're doing listings, by the way, there's lots of places to do local listing. We were talking about White Spark. Is that the right one? Is it Spark Local, something like that?
That's it. You got it.
So in that, you want to make sure that all of your NAP listings are accurate. By the way, we make ours manually.
Yeah, so really when you're building the listings, you want to make sure at least 70% of them are getting indexed by Google. If they're not getting indexed by Google, they're not helping you out.
Right.
And so really just kind of the yellow pages, white pages, whatever has gone all over the internet. And you need to build these NAP listings all throughout the internet to create consistency for Google.
Right.
All right. And it creates kind of brand lift. Now, a lot of people think that that's all you need to do to rank in maps. And this is an interesting fact that I think a lot of people don't know, is that the map SEO or the map algorithm is actually a different search engine than the regular Google search engine. So when Universal Search came out, that's actually a different search engine, similar algorithm, but different targets. So there's things that you can do to target that algorithm just like you can do on YouTube that you can't do in the regular listings. And a lot of people just kind of look at it as the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you want some of those tips on how to do that, maybe I'll talk about it later. Because, you know, I've had a few drinks. Or you can contact us and we can help you out with that.
We can help you out with that. So, yeah, make sure that your NAP listing is accurate, or your NAP listing within Google My Business. Make sure you identify your services and have descriptions for all of your services right there in your Google My Business area.
You know, you can do blogs in there, too.
You can do blogs.
Blogs, and then link those back.
I thought you weren't going to give away the tips.
Oh, I haven't given away the good stuff. Okay. I'm giving away some of
the easy pro tips.
The pro tips are coming.
But not the super.
Stick around.
So next, service areas. Make sure you define your service area. Because if you only service one little area, there's an advantage to defining that area for your Google My Business
listing.
You know
what we should do? We should leave like pro tips at the very end, like at the very end, after they say like contact us and like we list all the different ways and all that kind of stuff.
Boom,
and then
here are
boom,
the
drop a like a pro tip, because you know you like watch those movies and then there's that like last scene.
Yep.
Like usually that's when we should drop the most value.
Usually those are bloopers.
Okay. We just put our bloopers throughout.
I like
throughout.
The concept.
We just put our bloopers throughout.
Make sure you have 25 to 35 photos, right? You can get up to 25 basically, the concept is, and I was talking to Adam, who really manages most of our Google My Business, and he's like, basically, if there's a place to fill out, make sure you fill it out.
That's the rule of thumb at Google, except for meta tags, because meta tags are now spam.
Yeah.
But Google doesn't hit you with it. They just don't help you. Bing does.
Specifically, keyword meta tag.
Yeah.
Right? Because meta tags good.
Well,
the meta description tag is a good tag.
Meta description, yeah. But the meta tags, the meta keyword tags. Yep. Meta keyword tags.
So next is videos, right? Yeah. So make sure you have some videos. And if you need to, just make something short. Even like a video of you perusing your website and describing what is where is better than not having videos on your Google My Business.
So listing. I've done that in the past. But what you should do really is just like do a screen like of your testimonials.
Right.
Right. So just put that into like
and read your testimonials.
Like a slide share or something like that. Yeah.
One pro tip: turn on the chat feature. So people can chat with you, and it ends up being an SMS message, and then you can respond, but that can happen through the Google My Business listing. So that is number two. Number one, website. Number two, Google My Business. Number three.
You should be able to rank in your Google My Business within 45 days. If you're not, you're doing it wrong. Mm. That's all I'm going to say.
I like that. I believe he just dropped the bomb, and...
So you want to hear something
else?
So I actually just brought on this client. They do like martial arts, jiu-jitsu, all this kind of stuff. And he was telling me this story about this master was training all these people on how to do jiu-jitsu.
Right.
Okay. But the only person that became a national champion after him that he trained was his son.
Right.
Okay. And so they said there's like these like headlocks and all this kind of stuff. Like, I'm not going to do it on you. But basically...
Because you don't know them?
Well, no. Yeah, I don't know it. I got, like, to get that client, I had to actually get beat up. But essentially, it's like a lock and a key.
Right.
Okay, so there's like the lock, you understand it's the lock. There's a certain key you put in.
Right.
Opens up.
So you got to know which lock to use on which key.
Yeah, no, I think what I'm doing in my head, like subconsciously, is we're going to start doing info products.
Yeah.
And so we're going to start doing webinars. And so... I'm just like getting up some hype for it.
Yeah. There's a key for every lock when it comes to internet marketing.
And it's not like the Fyre Festival. And if you haven't watched that documentary on Netflix, it's awesome.
It is awesome. FYRE. So remarketing is number three. So you absolutely, like if you're going to do any paid, you need to do remarketing. In fact, if you're not going to do paid, you should still do paid remarketing. And the first thing you might ask if you're kind of a little aware of the industry is, should I do remarketing on Facebook or should I do remarketing AdWords display?
You know, so my answer is different than your answer.
It is. What's your less informed answer?
Depends.
It probably does depend. I would say, right, because this is remarketing. Where do people spend more time?
Facebook.
Right? In reality, Facebook.
So here's a really interesting, so The Creepy Line, that's another documentary. I've been like killing it on documentaries on Netflix.
Right.
And basically...
It's called The Creepy Line?
It's called like The Creepy Line. Okay. So basically Google walks up to The Creepy Line, but they don't cross it. And they're like, hey, we should have a good distance from The Creepy Line. But Eric Schmidt's like, no, we walk right up to that Creepy Line. And basically what was interesting is Google Chrome came out. And I actually didn't know this. So Google Chrome came out right when Facebook started collecting all this data and people were spending a lot of time on Facebook. And you think about a search engine, you go to the search engine, you click on your thing, you're gone, right? So they didn't collect user data. So they came up with the Chrome browser.
So they could start collecting
user data. So if you're logged into Chrome browser, they see everything you do.
It's all
and they're collecting
with your
all the data, right? So I for whatever reason, I didn't make that connection.
Yeah.
And so I love learning and I learn things new every day. And that was one of the things I learned that I want to share.
Chrome. Right at the time Facebook was...
And really Pixel, the phone, it's basically a big F... Because basically a Pixel is what you use to remarket. And basically your phone, you're like, I am an advertising...
It's the next word in my description here, right? So Facebook, you need to put the Facebook Pixel there. And you also need to make sure that you have ads there. And we're going to talk about ads in just a second. Next, you want to make sure you're doing AdWords display remarketing, right? So that's where you're defining your audience as people who have visited your website. And obviously the Pixel defines that as well. And then you want to display ads to them.
And YouTube remarketing and search remarketing. You should do all types of remarketing because I would spend money on someone that's been to your website.
A lot more.
Right? Yeah. Like, so 94% of people go to your website, leave, and never come back.
Yep.
Right? So that's where you should spend the money. Like, if you're going to do the hard work to, you know, network or, you know, whatever to get people to your website, you need to do remarketing, bring them back. It's worth a couple cents.
All right. So we have two statements.
I love statements.
Like the first one is legends from Alex. Punch in the face, Alex.
And Alex follows up with,
you guys are great, very helpful. We need daily podcasts.
So with that being said, we're moving to a new office next month. We're going to be doing some videos on that. We are going to be starting to do information products. We're going to be doing teaching. If you're in Houston, you can come by. We have a 100-person training center. And so we're going to be doing a lot more of that. What we're trying to work on building is actually a content radio station or just content station where we'll be putting stuff out on different social media and we'll be recording new content 24/7. We got a news aggregator that we're building. So there's a lot of fun stuff down the road. So I agree with you. We would love to put out content
daily,
but weekly. To do this weekly, what's it called? It's the 1,000-mile march? 100,000-mile march?
No, it's the
million-mile march?
20 miles. Only 20.
20 miles.
Yeah. It's from Good to Great by Jim Collins.
All right. So doing a weekly podcast is tough when you're so busy.
Yeah.
But we make time for it.
Yep.
So we love you, and that's why we do it.
Thank you, Alex. Punch in the face to you. So Facebook, Pixel, you got to have your ad words, so you're defining your audience, and then you need to have ads. What's a strategy, a follow-up strategy if somebody who's visited your website but maybe hasn't interacted with your website?
So we typically run two ads.
Right.
All right. We do one they're both kind of evergreen ads.
Right.
One has some kind of offer.
Right.
And then the other one's authority building or reminder of the USP.
Right.
Right. So for...
USP is unique selling proposition. Yep.
Yes. Yes. That's correct. That is what that is.
That is correct.
That is what that is. No, we need to send it. We have a glossary on our website now.
Oh, yeah.
So you can check that out. I don't even know if that's in the glossary, but it should be.
It should be. Right. Okay. So one is really the offer, and the other one is the unique selling proposition.
Yeah. So we did.
So building authority.
Did one for a dentist, right? And yeah. So one for the dentist was like this free offers. Like, I actually don't like discounts, but they want to do a discount. So
yeah.
Did a discount to get them in the door to basically grab demand, pull it forward.
Yep.
Right? And then the other one was like this 10-minute guarantee, right? So it was like, hey, like, we'll see you within 10 minutes. That's like
of
the
you
USP.
Coming into our office.
You coming into our office. That's like kind of that reminder of like, hey, my pet's sick. Like, I need to go in here.
You did say dentist, and then I realized when you said 10
did
minutes.
Did I not say vet?
Yeah, you meant veterinarian.
Well, you
yes.
know, they're the same thing. Same thing. I got dentist examples too.
He is a results rebel, so you got to go with that. All right, so basically run two ads, and you can actually get more complex where you're like saying, hey, for the first 2 days
if
after
you
the
could bring your pet to the dentist, would you not go there?
I probably
you don't have a pet. Never mind.
I do have a
but
pet.
For the pet owners that love their pets,
they might
they would totally go there. That's like a totally unique selling proposition.
All right, so
the TV's on the top.
So you can get more complex campaigns where, like, for the first 3 days after they visit your website, you got one ad. For the next 5 days, you got another ad or graphic, and so on.
Yeah, so it's like email marketing without the email. Like, that's why I love remarketing. Is you just got to get them to your website. You don't need to get them to take action. And you can create a sequence and change the ads that you show to them. The rule of thumb is the further you get away, okay, the stronger your offer needs to be to pull them back.
Yeah.
Right? And also, we were killing it with like DWI lawyers and some other things
right.
when Google changed it, hitting people with remarketing. And so, really powerful tool if you can use it. I think it's 400% increase in engagement across all industries.
By doing remarketing,
50 to 60%. Increase in conversion rates.
Yeah.
Right? So massive data out there to support remarketing, and it just makes sense. So
just to be clear, website, Google My Business, and then remarketing.
Dentists or veterinarians, either one works. Other industries too.
All right. So number four, the fourth thing you should do if you're a new business or new to internet marketing business, SEO. Shouldn't surprise you.
Yeah.
The Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing, the SEO podcast. It shouldn't surprise
you. SEOpodcast.com. Boom.
Yes. So here's, and we're going to outline these. Obviously, the whole podcast is about this. Episode 449. We're not going to cover all of those.
I've been telling people we have 450 episodes.
You won't be wrong next week.
All right, fine.
You always future pace. I like that. Like that's what you do. All right, so the first thing that you really want to do from an SEO perspective is really have the right structure, and this goes back to the design of your website, right architecture, right? So you should have an outline of each of your services or products. It should have its own page, right? And one of the things that Adam kind of reminded me is that if you have a services tab in your menu, that services tab also needs to be a services page. And that page needs to have very brief summaries about the services. And then those go into the actual services page. Again, 750 words of content.
Well, yeah, like we definitely do that with like locations. Like if you're trying to rank for Texas versus
yep.
like different areas. But the way to think about it, okay, is you have beer
yep.
in this hand.
Yep.
You have water in this hand.
Yep.
And if you're searching on Google about beer, you don't want something about beer and water.
You just want it about
beer.
Yes.
So if I pour these together in a page, it dilutes the beer.
The impact.
The yeah. impact.
Yeah.
So every service you have needs to be absolutely about beer.
Yeah.
Or service.
or water in this case.
Or water.
Yeah. But not necessarily both.
Not right? both so because do, it dilutes it.
So you do have the one services page that says, hey, beer is delicious and falls on the ground. And then you also say water is delicious and rehydrates you. And
water.
Then you have a beer page and an entire water
page. But you don't mix them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Except for the services page, where you've just got brief outlines.
Then you point the services page to each individual page
yes.
that you want to rank. So it's called inter-siloing.
Absolutely. And then you want to make sure you claim your search console. That's very
important.
How
important is pricing to slow bounce?
All right, so here's a question from Randy. Punch in the face to you, Randy.
Randy!
How important is a pricing page to slow down bounce? It's a good question.
To slow down bounce, I like that.
Yeah, so...
You should do a video, Randy.
We would do a video. I don't know about you.
No, he's going to do a video. You need to do a video about pricing so you have them watch it, and that slows down bounce.
Yeah, so we actually did a campaign for a photographer and videographer out of California, where they actually
in SoCal, Newport Beach. No, just
no, it was.
I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to remember.
That's where Randy is.
It was in Long Point.
Long Point.
Is that Long? I think that's right. Long Point. Long.
That's like here in Houston.
That's our street here.
Yeah. Anyways, go.
So basically, they had to watch the video to get the code to get to the pricing page.
Ooh.
So they were already starting to create the relationship in the video.
Yeah.
And they had to watch the video to get the code to get
Why
to the pricing page.
That?
Because we don't like to
put out the pricing page. No, we love our pricing. We love
our pricing.
Our pricing
is awesome. It just in general, we
don't. I like that. We're going to do that.
The service. The reality is it depends on the service, because some services where pricing, like here's a mistake a lot of businesses will make. And we were at a business development conference run by a coaching franchise. And one of the things that you know that you're making a mistake, if somebody calls you and says, what's your price? And you answer with your price.
They just They're like, I'm not interested.
That is not how you answer that call. You say, great, I'd love to give you a price. Let me ask you, would it be okay if I asked you a few questions to make sure that I gave you the right price for your situation?
Ooh,
right.
Do you sell sales scripts, Chris?
So that's really, you know, you've got to carry that forward into the website. Because if they're just price shopping, maybe you don't want them. Or maybe it's a missed opportunity because your price is too high, right? So I think it depends on the industry. I think it depends where you want to put yourself in that industry. And in the case of Randy, I think that you should have a code that's given away in the video that...
Well, I can tell you, though, is like, so I'm doing a lot of like plastic surgeons.
Yes.
And the number one thing that people search for, if you search for something like liposuction...
Yep.
They want to know the cost.
Yeah.
And Google knows that. And so it shows the pages that are about cost.
Yep.
So really depends on your industry. I know depends is like not the right answer, but it really does depend. And I think that if you share your price,
right.
And I think you should be unabashful about what your price is, but share your price and then hit on value, because really we don't want to be in a race to the bottom.
Yeah.
We want to add value. So you're like, hey, here's our price and here's all the stuff you get. And here's some case studies that show what we did. And you know, so I think you can do it however you feel comfortable answer.
You definitely want to make sure that you're distinguishing yourself and the value that your company adds.
But he was asking specifically about, does it slow down like bounce rate? And I think if you just put it in a video, they have to watch the video, and
there you go.
And therefore, that slows down the bounce rate.
Yep. I also think that there's probably some legitimacy to the fact that people who are willing to bounce if they don't get the price right away are probably not going to be your best customers in the long run.
Well, I mean, that's the difference between AdWords and organic, like SEO.
Right.
Right? Because the people that are usually go to AdWords are people that want deals, right? Because that's like basically coupons or people that urgently need something. But the more qualified buyers that do their research, they typically skip the ads if they know that those are actually ads that they skip. You know, a lot of people don't skip the ads even though it says like ad right out to the
side. They don't know their ads. Yeah.
I mean, Facebook does a better job of kind of like blending it in natively. But that's a lot of people deal with that.
All right. So that number four was SEO. The last point was claim the search
console. We
already
went through remarketing.
The other thing was also use the search console. There's a lot of value in search console to help you kind of figure out what it is that you need to do moving forward. All right. So that's our content.
This is a great blog we need to write.
Yes.
Yeah. Sammy,
yep.
You didn't talk about the Yoast plugin.
Oh, pro tip.
Boom.
If you're on WordPress, he's holding me accountable here. I like it. So if you're on WordPress, you want to make sure from an SEO perspective that you're using the Yoast plugin, whether it's the free version or the paid version.
And that's the pro tip. Use the paid version because it gives you more options. And, you know, we've seen some really good bumps when you use the pro.
Yep.
The premium version.
Yeah. Yep, the pro version.
That's one of the pro
tips. All right, so if you liked this podcast, we're going to ask you to do one simple thing, and that's share the podcast with three people. You can do that now, or you can do it later. Just share it with somebody who's in the industry or a business owner who needs to understand, are they getting value from their current internet marketing provider, or they're looking to start doing internet marketing? Share this podcast with them. They'll appreciate it.
Or like our page, because I'm really wanting more people to like our page.
Shakao. Share, like, and follow our page. If you would like to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet.
I love it. The internet.
Call EOF Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724.
Boom.
If you have a referral, that's somebody who's interested in really any aspect of internet marketing. So it's maybe pay-per-click, maybe it's Facebook ads, remarketing since we talked about it, Google My Business,
SEO. I think really the referrals should be anybody out there that's, you know, that's been spending money on internet marketing and hasn't seen results.
And they're frustrated.
Yeah. Like every single person we talk to.
I'm not sure you should say that because I feel like that's...
That's most, everybody that calls us has used 3 to 5 different agencies and it hasn't worked.
And nothing's worked.
And then they come to us and they're like, how did I not find you sooner? So they'll thank you.
We're like the Roach Motel of internet marketing.
I don't know if that's where we're going.
And they never leave because we're delivering results. Wait, we're the results motel of internet marketing.
I just don't know anymore.
All right. So if we have a referral link on our website, ewebresults.com. Go ahead and fill that in. Submit your referral.
I don't know if that's on there anymore. But we're putting it back on there. And it's going to be under the career section, which we're moving off the page. But blah. We're moving out around the navigation.
Yeah. Contact us. We'll make sure that you get credit for it.
Contact us.
For sure.
Contact us.
Please remember we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. If you would like audio, video, or a transcript of this podcast, you can get it at our website, ewebresults.com. You guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. I don't know why I looked at you when I said you guys.
Thank you.
I mean, your skills and talents really do help. And it's you guys who have actually made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on the internet.
What about... Okay, fine. No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
What I'm going to say is thank you. Thank you very much. And until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now.
All right, I'm going to give the tip.
Okay, give the tip.
I'm going to give the tip.
Here's the big tip.
Because they wait.
Okay, they wait. Right. They deserve it.
All right, so here's the tip.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, this is the Google My Business.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, okay. So people have to wait for this. This is great. All right, so on your Google My Business...
Yes.
Right, and if you're trying to rank in local...
Yep.
You know, you go in, there's the categories like that you build.
Yep.
Those categories need to be on your homepage.
Oh.
So those categories, you got to, because it's a different search engine. So you need those categories to line up. And then also, not just in the footer, do you need your address? You need to put the address in the text again to provide certainty to Google that that's where you're at. And you also want to kind of talk about, who you service, how long you've been in business. Some of the stuff that's on the About Us page, some of the verticals, they want to kind of know your story, and that's what they're looking for on the homepage. But really moving those tags or those categories over and putting that on the homepage, you want to make sure that those line up because that's a different search engine, and that will make you rank very, very quickly.
Eyebrow, highbrow, tamely, gamely, headed my way, cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl, pine and shade.
Toronto. 7-